All right, everyone. It is Tuesday, May 27th, 2008. It was just Memorial Day, and my memory was good enough for me to remember to work on a new podcast. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com. By JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Check them out at www.juice.gs. By Uncommon Sense, hopefully simple personal finance. You can check that website out at www.uncommon-sense.net. And by listeners like you. Thanks for your donations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Ryan Suinaga, your host, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful and incredibly wonderful weather the last few days, Kaneohe, Hawaii. You can find our website over at www.a2unplugged.com. If you'd like to reach us by email, that address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. And if you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. Well, a little bit of a turnaround from our last episode. I have not quite registered for Kansas Fest 2008 yet, but I certainly will be doing so. I was able to find an airfare that was closer to affordable than I had been finding for a while. I'm not going to say it was affordable because it was about $150 or so more than I think I've ever paid for an airfare to Kansas City before. And it is departing KC at a horrible time, 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. So I'm probably going to have to be dropped off post Kansas Fest movie on Saturday night by whomever is willing to take me. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to be less than popular at Kansas Fest this year, but it does look like I'm going. I certainly hope to see you there. In the meantime, I have been spending a bit of time this long weekend working on some code. So, just so people know, I do not plan on being without a Kansas Fest project this year, as had been laid down by my buddy Eric Shepard, also known as Sheppy. If you are a developer and you don't have anything to show at Kansas Fest, you suck. I plan on not sucking this year again. Exactly what it's going to look like, I don't know. But this I can say. Any of you out there who have Marinetti access would like to help beta test, send me an email at a2unplugged@gmail.com. I would be very happy to discuss things with you, and let's see if we can get a little bit of work done for the Apple IIgs and Marinetti. Continuing our topic from last episode, let's take a look at Res. Res is Apple's resource compiler. It's the way that you create resources to use in your 2GS programs. We talked a lot about resources during our last episode. Res is really a programming language. It is pretty much unlike other languages, although it's a bit like C. If you're familiar with C, you might be okay with Res. If you're someone like me who thinks that C is made to be written and never read, you are probably not going to have as much fun with it as others. If you are a Pascal programmer like me, Res is a really odd looking thing. But that's okay. There's actually a lot of information on how to go about and use Res. If you take a look at Toolbox Programming in Pascal, the toolbox programming course that is on Opus 2. You can read a whole chapter, lesson 3, on the use of Res. The first thing that they'll look at is how to build a menu bar using Res. And a menu bar, as I'm sure you're aware, goes across usually the top of your screen, and it offers pull-down menus, a file menu, an edit menu, and possibly many, many others, depending on what program you're using. Each item in the menu bar has a Res equivalent that would not just be file, it would also be everything under that menu when you pull it down. Same thing for under edit. Edit has an equivalent as a resource, and everything that you pull down in the edit menu also has resource equivalents. These are a bit difficult to go through in the spoken word. I would simply suggest that you take a look at lesson 3 in the Toolbox Programming in Pascal manual if you want to see a lot more on Res. Now, what is nice about using something like Res is that once you've learned it, you can go ahead and borrow source code from all kinds of other places, including from the Toolbox Programming courses. So this is a really good time to talk about reusing code. Now, I don't know about you folks, but one of the things that I do as a programmer a lot is simply go back to using my old code. Every time I start a new project, it's not really new. It uses a lot of information from a previous project that I've done. I have written the code in the past to do things like start up TCP/IP or open a connection to a web server. And I really don't want to have to write that code again, so I'll simply go ahead and borrow it from one of my previous projects. You can certainly do this with Res. Creating things in Res can be very tedious, so that's exactly what you want to do, is you want to go ahead and use your old Res code over and over and over again, just because it's really, really tedious to keep doing these things. Now, when you are working on making toolbox style programs, one of the things that you're going to have to do a lot of is creating all kinds of controls. So controls are things like buttons. Controls are things like text edit windows. Controls are, you know, things like static text, radio buttons, checkboxes, scroll bars, all of those things. These are all done with Res. There are a couple of chapters, lessons 13 and 14, in Toolbox Programming in Pascal, and there are equivalent chapters in the other Toolbox Programming courses for creating resources. Now, the very fortunate thing about this is that the disks that come with the Toolbox Programming courses, which again are right there in Orca C, has a lot of sample code. And this sample code will help you to create all of these controls for yourself. So that's what you can do with Res. Like I said, Res is a programming language in and of itself. It's a bit difficult to read. I would suggest you go ahead and take a look at some sample code and go ahead and steal some of it. If you have one of the resource editors we talked about in our previous podcast, like Genesis or Foundation, you might want to take a look at how your controls look using that resource editor, but be very, very careful because they can be really dangerous. And go ahead and don't be afraid to experiment. Unfortunately, one of the things that sometimes happens with resources is that's an area where people sometimes have a lot of crashes. And I certainly have had more than my share of crashes due to things like resources not found in a resource fork. But if you don't try, you're never going to learn. And that really is one of the things that you want to do, is go ahead and try to see what you can learn for programming. If we don't make mistakes, we're never going to get any better. And that's it for this episode. It's a pretty short episode. I just wanted to get something out, largely to make sure we reminded people about the Kansas Fest deadline that's coming up. In our next episode, I think we're going to take a break from programming and a break from book reviews, and I'm not quite sure what we'll cover. Maybe we'll have another interview. I will try and see who I can catch to have talk to me over the air. But I thank you for listening. I would like to go ahead and say I'd like to have more of those great listener emails and voicemails that we've had in the past. I'd like to thank our sponsors, A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing, and Juice.js, the world's premier Apple II publication, Uncommon Sense, hopefully simple personal finance, and listeners like you, thank you for your donations. It's really helping to keep A2 Unplugged going. Remember, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is www.a2unplugged.com, and our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Ma'alama pono, ahui ho. Thanks for listening, everyone. Take care. I hope you had a nice holiday weekend if you're in the United States, and I hope you had a nice Monday if you're not in the United States. Aloha and good night.